Lord, a big clap of hands. Welcome somebody to service, and then you might be sitting. You are holy. Testimony of the woman that had the deep vein thrombosis. Clip is ready. You can play for us. That person with the left calf pain, that I don't know if it's a deep vein thrombosis, but a left calf pain. I take authority over that satanic agenda. I declare it arrested right now. And everybody with any form of pain in your body, it is over in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a big clap. That person with the left. Give the Lord a praise. It is done. In Jesus' name. Welcome again to the month of April. Our month of above only by the power of the word. Give the Lord a shout of praise. By the power of the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in this preservation service, our subject is preserved by the word. Preserved by the word. In Revelation, all right, Hebrews chapter 1 and in verse 3, the Bible said, concerning Jesus, who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. Upholding all things by the word of his power. Revelation chapter 3 and in verse 8, he said, and unto the angel of the church, all right, he said, I know thy works, behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Verse 9. All right, keep going. Because thou hast kept my word, verse 10, the word of my patience, I will also keep you from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Because you have kept my word, I will keep you preserved by the word. We are looking at three objectives. Number one, understanding the preservation power of the word. Number two, understanding the channels of preservation by the word. Or rather, understanding the mechanism of preservation by the word. What does the word do to preserve us? Understanding the mechanism, sorry for the use of that big grammar, the mechanism of preservation by the word. And number three, understanding the channels of preservation. How we employ the word to get us preservation. I am delivered. Praise the Lord. I am delivered by his word. Once I was bound by the chains of Satan, but now I am delivered. Praise the Lord. I am delivered. Praise the Lord. I am delivered by his word. Once I was bound by the chains of Satan, but now I am delivered. Praise the Lord. I want to start by the way of introduction, that the word of God is a preservative. A preservative of life. A preservative of destiny. And I want to cause us to see four things in this line of the preservation power of the word. First of all, God upholds, or rather, God holds up all things by the power of his word. He holds up all things, that's everything, by the power of his word. According to Hebrews chapter 1 and in verse 3. Hebrews 1, 3. Secondly, God stretched the firmament on nothing. No visible pillars. And it stands by the word. He stretched the firmament on nothing. And it stands, is kept by the word. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 6 and in verse 7. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. And let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Look at the sky. You will see a stretch of sky that is standing on no pillar but the word. Third, God hangs the earth on nothing but the word. The foundations of the earth is nothing but the word. Hangs the earth on nothing. In Job chapter 26 and in verse 7, he said, he stretched out the north over the empty place and hangeth the earth upon nothing. Look up in the sky, it is stretched on nothing. The earth itself is sitting on nothing but the word. The earth is rotating in its orbit, and it didn't rotate off into catastrophe by the word. But the one that moves me the most is how God sets the boundaries for the waters by the word. That's fourth. He set the bounds of the water, of the waters, the seas, the ocean bodies. He sets their boundaries by the word. Another way to say it is, he kept the seas and waters from overrunning the earth by his word. Very interesting. Hallelujah. You can hyphen it and the two statements can go. He set the bounds of the waters by his word. He kept the seas and the waters from overrunning the earth by his word. When I was a young man, this should be like a younger man because I'm still very, very young. This could be like the year of 1985. 84, 85, and that will be almost 40 years ago. Standing at the Babbage in Lagos, I saw how the waters rushed. And rushes all the way as if it was going to go all the way, and suddenly it just comes like this and returns back. the time. As a young boy, as you stand by the Babel and you are looking at the Atlantic Ocean, it stretches as far as the eye can see. All the way, just keep going miles upon thousands of miles. How is it that this thing has not overflooded Lagos? You will see the answer surely. How is it that it didn't charge and just all of a sudden overdrown Lagos? Sometime back, we traveled to America and then we stopped. They stopped over on one of the islands, they call it Santa Maria. It's an island in Portugal. You just saw how the people are living and everything around them is Atlantic Ocean. Sea house, sea ocean. And these people have been living there for millennia. Don't they feel threatened? Are they not afraid that one day the water will lose control? The Bible said no. It cannot lose control. Job chapter 38 verse 8. See the answer. Why the Babbage has not overrun not just Lagos but the whole of the nation. And why that island is standing. He said, who shut the sea with doors? When it break forth as if it has issued out of the womb. When the sea was rushing as if it was rushing. I'm reading all the way to verse 11. Mahashatata. When I made the cloud the garment thereof and thick darkness a swaddling band for the sea for it and break up for it my decreed place and set bars which you can see, which I can see, and doors. And I said to the sea, hitherto shalt thou come but no further. And here shall thy proud waves be stopped. Move like when it reaches the invisible boundary that is set by the word, it explodes and about turn. I'm sure you have seen it before. He said, God is saying, I have kept the sea from overrunning the earth and have kept the earth from being overrun by the sea by my word. This matter is so important that I located 5 scriptures on this one issue. Look again in Job 26 verse 10. He said he has compassed the waters. He compassed the waters with bounds until the day and the night come to an end. For as long as day and night is available, there is a boundary around the waters. Place it again. He has compassed the waters with bounds. The Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, the Indian Ocean, the Red Sea, and all the seas of the world, he compassed them with bounds, and the bounds are the bounds of his word until the earth expires. Chai. If God can compass the earth with bounds and set boundaries for the earth, who told you he cannot set boundaries for witches around your life or boundaries for wizard around your life? And he cannot tell them, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Somebody shout glory. You want to hear more? Proverbs chapter 8, verse 27 to 29. Scripture number 3. God is speaking. He said, when I prepared the heavens, he was talking about wisdom. When he, God, prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the earth, when he established the clouds above,
when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, and when he gave to the sea his decree that the waters should not cross his commandment. When he appointed the foundations of the earth, I was there. So there is a decree given to the sea. There is a commandment that the sea cannot cross. See, try as hard as you want. There is where you can't cross. No matter how interested you are, see, there is a boundary you cannot cross. No matter how irritated and aggravated the forces of darkness are, there is a boundary around my life they cannot cross. No matter how agitated water spirits are, ancestral altars are, no matter how agitated occultic people are, there is a boundary around my life and my destiny they cannot cross. Somebody shout power! In the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word is confirmed. We have got a third witness on one matter. Proverbs 8:29 again. He said, when he gave to the sea his decree that the waters should not pass his commandment. Take your seat. Isaiah chapter 54 verse 9, scripture number 4. The Bible said, God speaking said, for this is as the waters of Noah unto me. For as I swore that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I will not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. He swore until he put a sign in the sky. Rainbow. How many of you have seen it before? He put a sign. He said, it's part of my covenant. Every time, no matter how much the rain fell and how much the flood is, if you ever look at the sky and sighted any rainbow, calm down. The earth will not be drowned again. Now the one that moves me the most is Jeremiah chapter 5. He said, won't you fear me? Jeremiah 5:22. He said, fear ye not me, people. Won't you fear me, saith the Lord? Will you not tremble at my presence? Me which have placed the sand for the boundary of the sea by a perpetual decree. Me, that put a perpetual decree. When lawyers hear perpetual injunction, it is long standing, it is almost everlasting. A perpetual decree that it cannot pass it. Though the waves thereof toss themselves, no matter how the waves behave, yet they cannot prevail. Though they roar, yet they cannot pass over it, because I put a perpetual decree that the sea cannot cross. Fear me, Father. If we stop here, we can close service. Service over. Let's go home. Perpetual injunction. Perpetual decree. Who are you, witch, to threaten the life of the child of God around whom God has put a perpetual injunction? Touch not my anointed and do my prophesy. Who are you, wizard? Who are you? Who are you? Powers from hell. Who are you? Called incurable disease around my child, around whom I have placed a perpetual injunction. Congratulations. If I were you, I would celebrate this word first. If I were you, I would just stand up on my feet and walk to seven people, tell them congratulations. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Congratulations, 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 congratulations. Hey! And if he carries the weight of the world upon his shoulder. Oh, you know, my brothers, that he will carry you. If he carries the weight of the world upon his shoulder. Oh, you know, my sisters, that he will carry you. All you need is one light, and it's enough to tackle darkness. One day, I was preaching in the Rewan church, and I talked about a woman who came to me. I was trusting God for breakthrough with the fruit of the womb. No, I was preaching on the issue of the fruit of the womb. And I said, God said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. I said, the commandment God gave to man is what that commandment he gave to animals. Goats are giving birth to children without prayer. Rats. Even though we know that the devil is attacking man because goats don't have, any life. I mean, in terms of quality, impact, or life on them. But I said that rabbits are giving birth. A woman was sitting on the gallery. She had come to me to ask for prayer for fruit of the womb for about maybe 6 or 7 years. But when I say rats are giving birth, she immediately related with it. Because she had rats in her house that were multiplying and she couldn't. She used all manner of raticide. And the rats could not die. They were just multiplying. So she told herself, if the rat in my house are multiplying without prayer, I am not going to see the pastor for prayer anymore. I am going to give birth to my children. Hey! And she went and brought forth her children. That is, God uses everything to give you revelation. What is your revelation today? If the word of God can prevent the sea, in fact, can keep the sea where it is, it can keep you where you are. If the word of God can prevent the earth from being overrun by the flood, by the waters, just being drowned, then it can prevent my life from being eaten up by any witch or any wizard. If the word of God can prevent the earth from being overrun by the flood, just one word, then everything is under control. Look at your neighbor, say everything is under control. Say everything is under control. Say there is a perpetual decree over your life that says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Having said that, if you sit down, we will now look at the mechanism of operation of the word. Take your seat. How does the word preserve my life? Now we have seen how the word can do all these preservations. How does the word of God preserve my life? Number one, the word builds faith. And faith brings preservation. The word builds faith. And faith brings preservation. Romans chapter 10, verse 8. He said, this, but what saith it? The word is near you, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Verse 17. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, when you are in touch with the word, it builds your faith. When your faith is built, faith guarantees your life. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. The just shall live by his faith. And Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse 16. Ephesians 6 and in verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith he shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. The word builds faith. That's the kind of word you just heard now. Builds your faith. And faith preserves your life. Number two, the word establishes God's presence. And God's presence brings preservation. The word establishes God's presence, and God's presence brings preservation. Because the word of God is the same as God. John chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. So the word is God. The word is God. To be filled with the word is to be filled with God. Psalm 18 and in verse 28. Now Psalm 91 verse 1 to 2. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Hear this. When you are hiding inside the revelation of the word, you are literally hiding in the secret place of the Most High. Just look for one revelation to hide inside. Like this one. You are hiding in the secret place of the Most High. There are three categories of people that when you come around them, you feel God. One, heavily worded people. Not head knowledge people. Not people who want to speak word to impress you. People who eat word like they eat food. The Kenneth Copeland kind of people, Kenneth Hagin kind of people, Papa Yedipus kind of people. When you come around them, you feel God. Number two, deep worshippers. Because thou art holy, thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. So when you come around a person who is deeply worshipful, you feel God. Third, prayerful people. People who literally stand at in the presence of God in prayer. The Bible says these are the two anointed ones that stand in the presence of the Most High. You see, that was Zechariah, I believe, chapter 2, verse 12 down. The two anointed golden pipes that empty themselves of oil. So you can imagine, you have word, you have worship, and you are prayerful. Three in one. How dense would that presence be around you? So, the word of God. Okay, 4:14. These are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. Once they stand by the Lord of the whole earth, they empty themselves of the golden oil. Hallelujah. And so, what is the mechanism? Number one, it is the word builds your faith, and faith brings preservation. Number two, the word establishes God's presence, and God's presence brings preservation. You dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and you abide under the shadow of the Shaddai. Number three, the word brings light. And light dissolves the forces of darkness. The word brings light, or rather the word is light, which dissolves the forces of darkness. When you are worded, you are lighted. John chapter 1 and in verse 5, he said the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Proverbs 18:28. He said, Psalm 18:28, he said, for thou wilt light my candle, and the Lord God will enlighten my darkness, means he will dissolve my darkness. His light equals the depth of darkness. Isaiah chapter 9 and in verse 2, Isaiah 9:2. The people that walk in darkness, they have seen a great light. Once great light appears, darkness is over. And they that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, which is the same as darkness, upon them light has shined. Somebody say a loud amen. Job chapter 29 verse 4. He said, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle, when the Almighty was yet about with me, when my children were about me, when I was myself with water and the rock poured me out rivers of oil. Back up to verse 3. When his candle shined upon my head, and by his light, I walked through darkness. I mesmerized darkness. I pauperized darkness. I yeyerized darkness. I demystified darkness. I dissolve darkness. I disintegrate darkness. I dissipate darkness. By his light. Whenever you see the triumph of darkness, it's because of the darkness of light. There's something we call opportunistic infection. Let me explain it to you. Opportunistic infection. When there is low immunity in the body, low immunity, that is, the immune system is not high. There are normal, what we call normal bacterial flora. They exist normally in the system. They are not harmless. They are just there. They are part of the normal flora to just ensure that the system is working. By the time the immune system is low, they rise up to attack the same body that they have been living harmlessly in. The body that has been hosting them, they begin to attack. You have oral thrush, you have candidiasis, you have the mouth of a HIV person filled with candida up there. It has been there since. It was normally part of the body. All right? But suddenly, it now begins to attack. So they call it opportunistic infection. It's an opportunist. If not that the immunity is low, who born you? Who does monkey banana? Do you know where I'm going? Darkness is an opportunistic affliction. Its existence is only to be blamed on the absence of light. Do you understand what I'm saying now? There are certain activities of darkness that are only rising because spiritual world immunity is low. Today is the end of it. Everything the devil has packed in your body that my Father in heaven has not planted there, I declare it uprooted and return back to hell. If you are saying amen, shout the Lord and say amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. The word is light, which dissolves the forces of darkness. Number 4. The word releases angels on assignment for preservation. The word releases angels. When you speak word, angels are activated. Proverbs chapter 103, sorry, Psalm 103, verse 103, verse 20. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, listening for the voice of his word. Angels are all over you, but they are waiting to hear what you are saying. This economy is bad, oh. Before your hands. When men say they are cast down, I am saying they are lifting up. They move into action. They are released. They release angels on the assignment of preservation. On the assignment of preservation. What is the assignment of preservation? Psalm 34 verse 7. Psalm 34 verse 7. The Bible said, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. He encampeth round about them that fear him and he delivereth them. The angel of the Lord. Psalm 63 verse 9. Isaiah 63 verse 9. Isaiah 63 and in verse 9. Scripture says, in all their affliction he was afflicted. And the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them. And he bare them and carried them all the days of old. So angels are on assignment. When a man is warded, both warded and given to authoritative word decrees, the ministry of angels are high around him. Hallelujah. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. The word releases angels' assignment for preservation. Number 5, the word functions as a direct shield against the missiles of the enemy. It functions as a direct shield. The word in you shields you from the missiles of the enemy. In Psalm 91, verse 4 and in verse 5. Psalm 91, verse 4 and in verse 5. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. His truth. What is his truth? His truth is his word. Thy word is truth. John chapter 17, verse 17b. Thy word is truth. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and in verse 7. It talks about the word of truth. By the word of truth, by the word of truth, the word is truth. John 17, 17b. Thy word is truth. Thy word is truth. So let's read Psalm 91, verse 4, and in verse 5 with that in mind, that the word is truth. He said, he shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His word shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that fly by day. When you are warded, you have a word inside you. It's like you have, you know, the kind of shield that soldiers wear. Breastplate, what do you call it? Blast proof, body armor. Yeah, so it's like that. That is what the word is. Also, they have helmet and they have graves. So once the bullet comes, bam, it returns back to hell. I'm not talking of physical bullet. And it's possible for physical bullet to happen also. Because it has happened many times. Am I communicating at all? Right? Bulletproof vest. Back to hell. When you are warded, you are shielded. You are vested. When you are wardless, you are shieldless. You are vulnerable. You have an open chest. That may not be your portion. We heard the story of a U.S. Army man in the middle of a battle that had a pocket Bible on his chest pocket. This, the New Testament plus Psalm or Gideon or the main one. And a bullet flew to his chest, that same place. And it went until, it pierced through until it reached that Psalm 91 and stopped. It was a direct revelation. When you put word inside you, you are not wasting your life. You are shielding your life. In the realm where you see nothing, the devil sees something. Today I announce every arrow looking for you will backfire to send us today. In the name of Jesus. Number 5, the word serves functions as a direct shield against the missiles of the enemy. Number 6, the word imparts supernatural strength to turn battles to the gate of the enemy. The word imparts supernatural strength to turn battles to the enemy's gate. When you feed on word, you are increasing spiritual or supernatural strength. 1 John chapter 2 and in verse 14. He said, I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong. Why? The word of God abideth in you. The word of God abideth in you. And what happened? And you have overcome the wicked one. So this is the equation. If the word of God abides in you, you will be strong. And if you are strong, you must overcome the wicked witches and bitches and lizards and wizards. If the word of God abides in you, you can't be weak. If the word of God abides in you, you will be strong. And if you are strong, you will overcome the wicked. There are people standing around the world hearing this voice. I announce to you, by this same word you are hearing, you will overcome the wicked. Shout the loudest amen. And of course, they that wait on the Lord, and the Lord is the word. Isaiah 40:31. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was God. They that wait on the word. They shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. And when your strength is renewed, what will happen? Isaiah 28 and in verse 6. Isaiah 28 and in verse 6. You turn the battle to the gate of the enemy. And for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment. And for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. When the word dwells in you, you overcome the wicked one. You turn the battles to the gate of the enemy. When the word is not in you, you will not be strong. And if you are not strong, you will faint in the day of adversity. Somebody say, God forbid. Proverbs 24 and in verse 10. He said, if you faint in the day of adversity, it's because your strength was small. If the word is in you, your strength cannot be small. If the word is not in you, your strength will be small. And if your strength is small, you faint in the day of adversity. That is never your portion. Say aloud, amen. Number 7. And very shortly we shall be through. Number 7. The word imparts life that handles the forces of death, of disease and death. The word imparts life, and that handles the forces of disease and death. John 6:63, he said, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The word, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Ezekiel chapter 2 and in verse 2. And as he spake unto me, and the spirit entered into me when he spake unto me, and set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spake unto me. The spirit entered into me when he spake unto me. The word imparts life, and that handles the forces of disease and death. Philippians 2 and verse 16 calls the word of life. The word of life. Holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. 1 John chapter 1 and in verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. The word is the word of life. Somebody say amen. That is why no matter how busy you are, don't be too busy for life. Look at the neighbor and say, don't be too busy for life. Can I say something to you? To be too busy for the word is to be too busy for life itself. To be too busy for the word of God. The devil has tempted you to become too busy for life. The word is the word of life. This is the word of life which we preach. The word I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. And as you speak to me, the spirit entered into me. If you are interested in life, please be interested in word. A white man sent me a message from America, a message I preached about 10 years ago. He said, this message so blessed me so much. It so blessed me. I said, really? Yes. So I decided to listen to the message. Chai, you have blessed me, self. I heard things in that message that I never knew came out of my mouth in preaching. So I made up my mind that I'm going to re-listen to every message preached in the last 10 to 15 years, especially ministers' conference messages. I was energized afresh. It was my message I was listening to on our way to America last year that I was crying listening to what was being preached. My own message. Overwhelmed with emotion. Overwhelmed with firepower. Daddy, what is making you to cry? Listen to it yourself. I gave you to listen to it. Hallelujah. Please, don't be too busy for life by being too busy for word and for God. Don't be too busy chasing money. We live in a very, very, very terrible world. The devil is doing overtime. If there is no seed in the ground, there will be weed. What I say? There will be weed. Even if there was seed, weed was struggling. Belete. When there is no seed at all. If you want to reduce chaff, increase grain in the container. Somebody say a loud amen. What is the mechanism or the mechanism or mechanism of action? The word of God. It's life. That life is counter to death. Number 8, the word of God is the sword of the spirit for the destruction of the forces of darkness. The sword of the spirit is a weapon of offense when necessary. Ephesians 6:17. Take the helmet of salvation. Somebody say, take. And the sword of the Spirit. Say, take the sword of the Spirit. Which is the word of God. Somebody say, take it. So you must have takeable word. When you are confronted, you must have word to take. It's not when you are challenged that you are looking for what to take. Take the sword. That is, there is a question and you have an answer for it. There is a confrontation and you have a counteraction in the world. Somebody say amen. Somebody say aloud amen. That was Ephesians, right? We read it already. Ephesians 6 and in verse 17. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You take it to slay the opposition. You take it to slay. I've had two experiences, many, but two stand out. One, I was moving and suddenly I was surrounded by very, very fierce looking, terrible, wicked people just standing. And I was standing all alone. Like they were coming to rush and attack. And if you are a lion in the day, you are a lion in the dream. So I wanted to rush at them with my bare hand. And somebody just arrived and said, give me space. So I stood by. And he moved. And all of them were on the floor on the spot. With the alacrity of electricity. I said, who are you, sir? He said, I'm the angel sent to fight your battles. From that day till eternity, I am aware that I'm not walking alone. He just appeared. I didn't see him, but he just appeared out of nowhere. That was one. Another time, I was surrounded. And then I lifted up my hand as if it became a sword. I woke up in the morning feeling that I have overkilled people. I have overwasted these agents. Whoever they are, I overwasted them. That is when the word instantly became a sword. The word you carry turns into the sword in the day of battle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Somebody receive something tonight. Stand on your feet in a louder shout of praise. The Lord must shout our praise. Shout it like a victor. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Shout it like a victor. Shout it like a victoria. That is the case for women. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. And take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Very, very quickly. What are the channels for the preservation? For word preservation. Another way to say it is, how do you utilize the word unto preservation? Number one, feed on the word for three things. Feed on the word for strength, faith, life. You feed on the word, you eat the word. You are strong. 1 John 2:14. By the word. Faith coming by hearing. Romans 8:17. And then the word I speak to you, their spirit and their life. John 6:63. Feed on the word. A daily diet. Reading, studying, listening. On the word. Man shall not live by bread alone. Matthew 4:4. But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Number two, keep the word in your heart for two things, as a shield and for divine presence. The word in your heart. Which one is the word in your heart? Is the word you meditate on? Is the scripture verse that has made such a strong impression on your life that it is just there? It's just there. That you are not wastable. That you are not finishable. See Proverbs chapter 6, verse 20 to verse 22. My son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon your heart. Your heart. Tie them about your neck. See what it will do to you. When thou goest, it shall lead you. When thou sleepest, the word you kept in your heart shall keep you. There is a word that keeps you when you are asleep. That is the word you have kept in your heart. The word in your heart is security for your life. There are things that are not permitted to cross the zone where you are sleeping because of the word in your heart. When thou sleepest, he shall keep you. And after you have awoken, he shall talk with you. The voice of God comes out of the word. Out of the word. The voice of God is upon the waters. Hallelujah. I know that somebody is blessed. Keep the word in your heart as a shield around your life and for divine presence. And number three, continually declare the word. Speak the word. For three reasons. Speak the word. For the release of light to scatter darkness. You can put this because it's plenty. Speak the word. Declare the word continually. A. For the release of light to scatter darkness. The light shineth in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. John chapter 1 verse 1 to 5. B. For the activation of angels for the assignment. You speak the word, you declare it. They are hearkening to the voice of his word from your mouth. Psalm 103 verse 20. Declare, speak it. I will fulfill my days. You dreamt a dream you don't like. Speak out. Somebody somebody sent you a rubbish dream, they dreamt about the devil, not about you. Speak out. Somebody sends a revelation. I saw so and so and so. I said, no. It is wrong. It's returned back to hell. You say, I saw it. I don't care whether you saw it. I'm not in doubt whether you saw it, but I am under. It is my duty to reject it. Whether you are seen accurately or not, that is with you. Don't respect anybody enough to receive a negative revelation without reaction. Don't respect anybody enough to receive a negative revelation without counteraction. It is possible the person saw what the devil wanted to do. It's possible. But what is very, 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 very unpardonable is for you to accept it. Papa Yedeko said to be challenged or to be confronted is possible. But to be defeated is abnormal. Are you following what I'm saying? And so you speak the word. If the word came by mouth, you speak it by mouth. If it came by test, you send it by test. This is reversed. In Jesus' name, not me, not anybody. Will never see the light of day. And I have seen 100%. Whether it was me who saw or somebody else who saw, by the time I stand and show the devil that I know the constitution, the Bible, I knock his case out in the Supreme Court of the universe. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. So you declare continually to release light of darkness, to activate angels for the activation of angels for the assignment, and for the involvement of the Almighty in life generally. Numbers 14:28, God said, as you have spoken in my ears, say to them, as truly as I live, say the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. So will I do for you. You are the one giving prescription for your own situation. And it is all in your hands. Beloved, the fourth thing that I might add, feed on the word, keep the word in your heart as a shield. Speak out. Continually declare the word. Genesis 1, 1 to 3, we saw all of that. Psalm 103, verse 20. Numbers 14, 28. Number 4. Stay connected to life and destiny preservation word. Life and destiny preserving word. Stay connected to life and destiny. Destiny preserving word. Hosea chapter 12 verse 13. By a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet was he preserved. There is a prophetic cover that comes by the declaration of word over your life. Word, scripture. And that preserves your life. Just stay put. Refuse to be a victim of diversities of input and influences. It leads to confusion. And at times it leads to counteraction. Somebody say amen. Someone is blessed tonight. I am perceiving that somebody is blessed. And somebody is blessed the same way I am blessed. If you are that one, you shout the loudest amen. If you are that one, you shout the loudest amen. If you are the person, you will jump on your feet and scream the loudest amen. The loudest amen. The loudest amen. Lift your hands and your voice and go ahead and appreciate the King. Appreciate the Lord. Appreciate the great I am. That I am. Elion. El Shaddai, Elohim. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Let us utter, what a heavy download. Can you lift your hands and your voice and just appreciate Him for this heavy download? This heavy download. This heavy download. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands, lift your voice, and pray after me and say, Father,
Father,
thank you,
thank you
for this heavy download,
heavy download
of your word,
your word
on my life,
on my life
tonight.
Tonight
I am grateful, Lord,
I'm grateful,
for
Lord,
the download
of your word.
Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lift your voice and speak to God. Thank you. In the name of Jesus,
amen.
Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father,
Father,
I come before you today,
and I ask for your help.
I ask for your help
and discipline
to feed on the word,
to keep the word in my heart,
to speak the word out continually,
to remain connected
to life and destiny preserving word. Father,
Father,
I receive that grace,
receive that grace
and that discipline,
and that discipline
now,
ah,
in the name of Jesus. Go on ahead and speak to God. Open your mouth and speak. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Three prayers we're going to pray, and then we'll take the communion. You are going to destroy any satanic altar targeted at your life and your destiny. Every satanic altar targeted at your life and destiny, we are going to set them on fire right now. Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father,
Father,
I ask for the release of your fire of destruction on every altar,
every enemy altar
of destruction,
of disease,
every altar of destruction erected against my life,
against my destiny.
This month, I command your altar, catch
fire
now. Open your mouth and pray, catch fire. Thank you.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
There are people who have been set traps. They just run into traps. Entered into a wrong business relationship that destroyed their life. Enter into a wrong marital relationship, that was the end of their lives. Enter into a wrong vehicle, that was the end of their lives. Took a journey that God didn't send them. Traveled abroad or wherever. Father, every trap, snare set for me this month to destroy my life and destiny, I ask that it will catch fire. Let the trap be set on fire. Lift your voice and say, Father, I ask that every enemy, snare or trap set for me in the month of April, I ask that it be set on fire. Pray, pray, pray.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Finally,
cockroaches will play on stoves if the stove is cold. The only way you know that an electric stove is not working is to see flies and cockroaches on it. Even hot garri. But when it is red hot and you see a cockroach on it, that was the cockroach that dreamt that he died. And he wants to see where that dream can be fulfilled. Cockroach on suicide mission. Father, make my life a suicide destination for witches. Make my destiny a suicide destination for the forces of the occult. Set me on fire. Set me on fire. Make my life a suicide destination. Any witch that is ready to die, let him come. Any wizard that is ready to die, let them come. Every terrorist, kidnapper that is ready to die, lift your voice and say, Father,
set me on fire.
Make my life
a suicide
destination for witches,
for
wizards, for agents of darkness. Set me on fire today. Put your mouth up, pray. Let's go.
Father, send a fire. Make my life a suicide destination for witches and wizards and agents of darkness. Set me on fire today, Lord. And let them only come to die. Let them come to die. Let them arrive in my territory, in my premises, to die. Let them set a petty up. Let them come to die. Let them come to die. Agents of darkness. Demonic forces. In the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands.
While we are in this mood, if you have not given your life to Christ, you cannot pray this prayer. Pick your Bibles and your Bible so that the devils don't use you as handkerchiefs and toilet tissue. Don't squeeze you any way they want. Quickly pick your Bibles and your Bibles and rush to the front here. Quickly. Pick your Bibles. Pick your Bibles. Pick your... You want to make your way straight to Jesus? You want to be born again genuinely? You don't want the devil to continue to oppress you and you are saying, I am a sinner in need of help. You want to be free from alcoholism, be free from tobacco smoking, be free from Indian hemp, marijuana. You want to be free from cocaine, from crack, from codeine, free from every form of addiction, from gambling, from betting, from masturbation, from lesbianism, anything you want to be free from. Carry your Bibles and bags, and I give you the count of 10 to rush forward. Lay your hands upon me, Lord. Lay your hands upon me. I give you the count of 10. 1.
Lay your hands on me. Oh Lord, I need your hand.
Everybody sing it now.
Lay your hand upon me.
Please lay your hand.
Lay your hand on me.
Lay your hand.
Lay your hand on me. Oh Lord, I need your hand.
Please lay your hand.
Lay your hand upon me.
Ay, 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 ay.
Lay your hand on me.
Lay your hand.
Lay your hand. Oh Lord, I need your
please,
hand.
Please lay your hand.
Lay your hand upon me.
Ay, 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 ay.
Lay your hand on me.
Mesete ferota sana.
Lay your hand on me. Oh Lord, I need your hand.
Please lay your hand.
Lay your hand upon me.
Ikada yade hasete le dia la la.
Lay your hand on me.
Lite se ferete sete dia la la. Ikada yade. Keep coming. Please, 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 lay your hand. Ay, 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 ay. Please lay your hand.
Oh Lord, I need your
sing three more times. Lay your hand. Please lay your hand. Ita da 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 da. Please, please, please lay your hand. Please lay your hand. One more time. Oh,
lift up your hands everywhere you are. Some of our prayer group to be here right now. Mashatakala, lift your hands high. But we have to receive the fire upon us to turn our lives into terror to the kingdom of darkness. Lift your hands. If you are still standing and you are not yet out, quickly come forward.
When I say the name of Jesus, you place your hands on your head and you scream, I receive the fire. This one is not just fire. This one is just what I receive. I receive the fire. And place your hand on your head and begin to blast in tongues. Let God set you completely on fire. Let the forces of hell be roasted. Help out there. The fire is already falling everywhere here already. Let us start a kada galaya da hurata sata kada. Now those who are not yet filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking with tongues, as the fire comes on you, open your mouth and begin to pray in the language. You may not understand it, but you can pray in that language. Father, let the fire fall. Father, let the fire fall. Father, let lift your hands. Let the fire fall. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2. I receive the fire. That's what I say. Father, let the fire fall. Let the fire fall. Let the fire fall. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, and 3. Receive the fire. Receive the fire. Receive the fire. Receive the fire. Translation of it tonight in your dream. Help out there. Power of the Holy Ghost. You will see the translation of it overnight tonight. The help out there. Shasha. Let it keep prepared. The yoke is broken. That day the burden is lifted from off your shoulder, the yoke from your neck, and the yoke is destroyed because of the anointing. Father, thank you for this communion. Let your power flow through. Touch somebody's life. It's your communion of life by the word. Whatever is not planted by my Father in heaven in your body is flushed out tonight. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. Jesus is called the word of God. We are taking the body and the blood of the word. So we are taking word bodily. We are taking word inside us. May it increase your passion for the word. May the benefit of the word be released into your life. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord the praise. Counselors.